Once there was a civilization, much like ours, but with a greater intelligence, greater powers, and a greater capacity for good.
Even though you've been raised as a human being, you are not one of them.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to The Light of Day with your host, Sheldon Day, coming to you live on Orion Saturday night, August 21st, 2010. I was actually sort of burnt out here as the day progressed along. I had asked a few other people if they wanted to do my show for me tonight, but to no avail, no one replied. So here I am doing the show. I'm playing a David J. Smith some of the tracks off John DiNardo's Planet X audio drama CD number 6. That's posted on my Archives Miscellaneous subpage if anybody wants to listen to that again or download it. You folks may want to keep an eye on Lucas's website, rabbithole2.com. I just discovered this article here. I don't know if any of you folks knew this, but there were tens of thousands of dead fish washing up on the shore in along New Jersey back on August 12th. And I just found this now on Lucas's website. Millions of shellfish beached in Karachi, Pakistan. This was posted on July 17th, so that would have been a little over a month ago. It says, Earth's magnetic field changing attributed to shellfish beaching in the millions. A mysterious event has been occurring over the last 2 days in Karachi, Pakistan. So that would have been back on July 17th. Millions of shellfish, also known as mollusks, are being found at Clifton Beach, a beach in Karachi, Pakistan, located on the Arabian Sea. A YouTube video documenting this ongoing event describes a scene as having been repeating for the last few days, with millions of shellfish washing up along Clifton Beach. According to the narrative in the video, back last year, dolphins were beaching themselves on the beach, and when attempts were made to guide them back into the sea, they chose not to return. It's interesting to note, folks, no MSM covering this event as of yet. Clifton Beach, Sadder Town, was the world's most popular silver sand beach and health resort during the 20th century, but in 2003 it was affected by an oil spill. Well, guess what, folks? Back in 2003, I know that we had the comet NEAT V1 passing by Earth. Maybe that had some effect on the oil spill that happened in Pakistan 7 years ago. So, you know, these are all possible dot connectors to the Planet X's inbound passage. So I do know that as X the Red Comet of Doom comes in, it disrupts the magnetic field, and it's already been collapsing. I believe it was on, can't remember, Jupiter or Pluto. Mark Hazelwood said that the poles had already flipped there quite a few years ago. And me and John DiNardo, we think Planet X is out between the main asteroid belt and Jupiter at this time. Well, anyway, I'm going to get back to these sound bites. Hopefully they'll be done here by the bottom of the hour because I have a few articles I want to rummage through. I'll probably have to fly through those tonight. But here we go again with the David J. Smith sound bites off Planet X. John DiNardo's Planet X audio drama CD6. Please enjoy.
And how did it become suddenly frozen? The only explanation is Planet X, that has an orbit that takes it between planet Earth and the Sun. When you turn back into ancient history and you put all the evidence in context, you will find that there have been past civilizations. We knew it before the flood. It became so evil that God brought the flood upon the world. They were highly advanced because the fallen angels came down and claimed to be gods and dwelt among them. They showed them the entire solar system that we live in. They knew about this 10th planet. To be exact, a man by the name of Zachariah Sitchin from Great Britain. This man happens to not believe in God at all. But he is, I guess you would term, a new ager because he just believes in what happens, happens. And that but anyway, he is an archaeologist. He's an astronomer. He's all of these things packaged into one. And he has great social standing in the eyes of the scientific community in Britain. And he wrote a book years ago called The 12th Planet, in which he went into history and looked back, and they have unearthed. Britain has their archaeological teams, writings from ancient civilizations called the Sumerians, and they had charts showing the entirety of the universe, and they had a 10th planet that you and I have never seen because it hadn't even been close to planet Earth since the days of Peleg. Even historians of astronomy are aware of legends of so-called a star of doom that came by in ancient times. It created debris. It brought with it meteor showers. It brought with it upheavals of the land surface when it went by. In order to find out what changes that the Earth goes through and when all of these changes actually begin, then you have to understand the passage of this great planet in its orbit closest to the Earth. Planet X, when it comes close enough to the Earth, and then we need to know the date when it'll arrive. This is based upon their dates, not mine. We didn't understand the severity of all of these things at one time, but we need to know. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it all out once you have all the information laying in front of you. It's fairly easy to understand, but sweeping changes do occur every time this planet comes by. Every 3,600 years. And so it was since 1995, 96 year. Weather changes in the Earth have been very dramatic. We have seen, and we've always blamed it on the extremely low-frequency magnetic wave generators by Russia and the United States, and that's a part of it. But they started weather conditions that have set all kind of record highs and record lows in some cases, but most of the time it's been highs. Because of what this is beginning to do at such a great distance, 4.7 billion miles yet from Pluto's orbit. And once it reaches Pluto's orbit, it will be close to Earth, passing between the Earth and the Sun within 90 days. And so everybody on Earth will see this when it happens. billion miles yet from Pluto's orbit. And once it reaches Pluto's orbit, it'll be close to Earth, passing between the Earth and the Sun within 90 days. And so everybody on Earth will see this when it happens. Now, for some of us, this is a hard question, but do you remember back in the days when you were in grade school? Just barely, for some of us. We were taught back then about ice ages and so on, and how that they came after thousands and thousands of years it took for the ice to creep down from the North Pole. However, most researchers in astronomy and in archaeology, they all agree that some phenomenon has happened that caused it to be sudden, not gradual, but sudden. Otherwise, you could not have these big mammoths with this food in their mouth from the tropics quick frozen. You just couldn't do it. So it shows the poles and the ice shifting to different parts of the globe. And it happened quickly. The so-called ice ages are thought to have happened, as I mentioned, over a long, long period of time. And yet it could not have happened that way. We have been lied to by the evolutionists who want us to believe one thing. Earth's crust slips all the time. We know. It has a molten core. And periodically, as planet Earth passes, it's only done it once in the last 6,000 years. This shifts the poles to different areas of the world, according to these geologists, archaeologists, and astronomers. Glaciers don't just magically start moving up and down in the Earth and create different poles. It all happens quickly because something caused the Earth to shift suddenly. Gravitation is the only thing that can do it. All life, where the poles, new poles, will settle, will quick freeze, just like it did in the Arctic and the Antarctic. It'll be quick. It'll happen suddenly. No one will be able to escape from it. On September 7th, the year 2001, a Reuters press in Europe came out with this article. Arctic may have been icy in ice, may not have been icy in the ice age. And they went on to show that international team of scientists have found all types of living creatures, including human beings and tropical trees and that type thing, in what they term the ice age, proving that it could not have been the ice age at that time. They lived there before Peleg's day, when the continents were divided, when the Earth's land masses were split. You can look that up for yourself in the Strong's Concordance. It's easy. It means to split, and that's what happened in those days. The nearly 6,000-year-old Sumerian descriptions of our solar system includes one other planet, and that's called the 10th planet. And in their language, it was interpreted to mean the planet of the crossing. In other words, the description said that it would specifically cross our path and come between the sun and the earth. As it did that, then suddenly the earth would be connected more into the gravitational pull of this 10th planet. The earth would slow down for a short period of time, possibly up to 4 days if it takes that long for it to pass by. And then when that happens, the earth would practically stand still. It would begin to wobble. It would begin to shift. Things would change dramatically. Recent calculations by the United States Naval Observatory has confirmed the orbital irregularities that are being exhibited right now by Uranus and Neptune. They've seen it since the 1930s for Pluto. So they've been watching and searching for Planet X. To be exact, on January 18th, the year 2002, on the Discovery Channel, which I recorded, They said that they had been looking, the founder of Pluto had been looking for Planet X for all those years, and finally they found it and seen it. That's what we showed on our screen earlier from Newsweek magazine. But a Dr. Thomas C. Flandern, who's an astronomer at the observatory, he explained that this pulling from Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto is explained by a single planet. Something that is close to them now and causing them to wobble. He said that it's about 5 billion miles beyond Pluto. And what most of us don't know is that there is another sun that has died. It's called our sun's twin sun. This planet would actually orbit between the two suns, and it would go around our sun. The other sun was 50 billion miles away. I will show you right out of an encyclopedia a picture where they have this dead sun and the 10th planet in its orbit. And the very reason why we sent up telescopes exploring the far reaches of space, because they knew something was out there. They had to prepare for it, but keep it out of the public's understanding. Otherwise, there would be panic everywhere. NASA, here's what they said, and I quote, "An object is really there, far beyond the outermost planets," end of quote. So they knew it was there. It was coming. Then the New York Times in June of 19, 1982 said something out there beyond the furthest reaches of the known solar system is tugging at Uranus and Neptune. A gravitational force keeps...
Okay, folks, well, the break's going to kick in again. This is taking too long, so if you folks want to go to my Archives Miscellaneous subpage to grab the remainder of that. That's actually track number 8 from CD number 6. It's a pretty good CD. I really like the background music that John DiNardo put in that. By the way, John DiNardo has a show here on Orion on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, and the show is rebroadcast Monday morning at 2 Eastern. So if you folks want to check out John DiNardo's shows. He doesn't actually talk live on there. He sends CDs to Jimmy, and Jimmy plays them there at the network, but they're pretty good. Me and John are the only two I know of that are actually making Planet X sound bites with background music in them. Okay, you're listening to The Light of Day with your host, Sheldon Day, on the Orion Talk Radio Network. We'll be back to read some newsworthy articles. So please stay tuned, folks. Folks, welcome back to The Light of Day with your host, Sheldon Day, coming to you on the Orion Talk Radio Network. We're live Saturday night, August 21st, 2010. Well, I hope you folks enjoyed those David J. Smith tracks. He's actually out of Hacksawatchee, I think it's pronounced Hacksawatchee, Wacky, Texas, something like that. But he's got a a publication he puts out called Newswatch Magazine. You'll hear his ad sometimes on the Genesis Network, by the way. Not that I'm promoting Genesis, but because I think there's a lot of trolls embedded in that network. We're going to read some newsworthy articles now here that pertain to Earth, primarily Earth changes. We got some floods, just massive flooding going on around the planet right now. I got this one here off globalrumblings.blogspot.com. It's dated Sunday, August 15th. Earth is expanding. Plates are moving. There's been larger earthquakes going on in the past 3 months. Yellow on the IRIS seismic monitor, yellow-coded areas indicate, yellow color-coded indicates in the last 3 months, orange is for yesterday and red is today. Looks to me as if the Earth is expanding and cracking at the plates. Well, that's apparently what me and John DiNardo think is going on in the Gulf there with all this the seeps, the fractures, the cracks, the fissures on the seabed floor. And John DiNardo has really hit it right on the money with what he thinks is going on in the Gulf, and I totally agree with him. I mean, I'm not aware of really any alternative research community broadcaster out there that has a clue on this. They just want to, you know, blame it on the government like what's historically has always done, but people, they just can't think deep enough that objects out in space can have an effect on Earth millions or even billions of miles away. And then we have another sinkhole report. This happened up in Portland, Oregon. I'm copying and pasting the article in my web browser here so I can read that one. These potholes are another indicator of Planet X's inbound passage. Sinkhole clogs I-295 traffic, dated August 19th on PressHerald.com. Portland, a 4-foot-deep sinkhole that opened up on Interstate 295 Wednesday caused a traffic jam that stretched from Tukey's Bridge in Portland to Exit 4 in South Portland. Hundreds of drivers were delayed on the northbound of this interstate over the course of about 3 hours Wednesday afternoon. A crew supervisor with the Department of Transportation, just wait a minute here. Yeah, a crew supervisor with the Department of Transportation discovered a depression Wednesday morning about 200 feet north of the Franklin Street exit 7 on-ramp in Portland. I'm just trying to skim through this because I don't have time to read all this. I'm trying to find the highlights here. This is one of the busiest stretches of road in Maine. The hole was 2 feet in diameter and more than 4 feet deep. He said material that supported a culvert under the road gave way. The culvert collapsed and the hole opened in the road. Take that for what it's worth. I'll close out that page. Let's see, we got some massive flooding that's been going on in Tennessee, also over in Pakistan, by the way, folks. I got a picture here of a rainstorm in Tennessee that washed away a home and derailed a train. And if you look at this picture, I wish you folks could see it, but it looks like the highway's just cracked open in a number of places. It almost looks like an earthquake hit the area. Actually, the picture I'm looking at, it says Raymond Baker talks on the phone as he walks down a road torn apart by a flash flood on Wednesday, August 18th in Cookeville, Tennessee. See, we got a cloudburst that devastated a Himalayan town back on August 6th. This was sent to me from Tonda on August 18th. Fatal cloudburst devastates Himalayan desert town. Posted August 17th, even though I guess it happened back on August 6th. Even as the world's attention was focused on the floods in Pakistan, a rare and extreme cloudburst devastated the Himalayan town of Leh in Ladakh, India, normally one of the driest regions on the earth. Heavy rainfall is common elsewhere in the Himalayas, but not in this area. The region lies in the rain shadow of the high mountains, making it a cold, high-altitude desert. According to the Indian Meteorological Department, Ladakh, I don't know if that's how you pronounce it or not, but it says that Ladakh receives an average of about 15 millimeters of rain during August. But between 1:30 and 2 o'clock in the morning on August 6th, a cloudburst hit Leh L-E-H, however you want to pronounce that. It led to flash floods and mudslides washing away houses that weren't built to withstand such rainfall. More than 150 people have died and hundreds of more are missing. The rainstorm was so focused that it missed the nearby weather station, so the total rainfall is not known. And it goes on, climate to blame, question mark. Climate models used by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change predict that the number of extreme events such as cloudbursts will increase with rising global temperatures, says climate scientist But he adds that there is not enough evidence to pin the lay cloudbursts on global warming. The problem with mountainous areas is that we don't have sufficient data. We only know, quote, we only know from hearsay that the number of extreme events has increased over the past few years. As Planet X comes in, we're going to start to witness more incredible flooding all over the planet, just like what happened back in Noah's days. So this may be what we're seeing as Planet X gets deeper into our inner solar system. Back to the sinkhole thing I was talking about. This is a little factoid I just wanted to throw in for whatever it's worth. This comes from the chief geologist of the Mines and Geosciences Bureau out of Manila, down in the Philippines. His name is Al Emil Berador. This chief geologist said that a sinkhole can only occur if a corroded limestone area is disturbed by natural tremors such as earthquakes or by human-induced activities. So there you go, folks. As the earth shakes, the sinkholes develop. I got an email from Tonda here on August 16th. I'm going to have to find it, though. I don't have it open on my web browser. This is a pretty good one. I'm going to have to find it here, but it has to do with earthquakes. Dash, is it by Planet X? Well, I think I heard the break. Yeah, there it is. Yep. All right, well, the timing was great for that because now I can look for this article while the break's ensuing. All right, folks, we'll be back. You're listening to Live Dan and Ryan with Sheldon Day. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Live Day with your host, Sheldon Day. Coming to you live from the muggy, monsoon-stricken Sonora Desert in Tucson, Arizona. I've been outside having cigarette breaks throughout the show, and I don't see any lightning out there, and it's not raining. It looks like the storm has pretty much left the area for the most part. Well, I did find this email from Tonda during the break, and I want to read that. Yeah, here it is. This was sent from Tonda. This was posted on the Survival Center. It's a free international newsletter. It's 2010 news you can use. By the way, Russia just had a record-breaking heat wave, battered St. Petersburg. Nearly 100,000 people around St. Petersburg were left without power. Rail services were halted, and trees felled amid high winds and heavy rains. This was actually a storm that followed the killer heat wave over there in Russia. Temperatures there dropped significantly down to 25 centigrade on Monday after a searing heat wave took hundreds of lives in the past few weeks there. So that's just another dramatic weather event, which me and John DiNardo think is all linked to Planet X. I mean, sure, they do have some of the Black Ops crew does have their high-tech weather warfare technology, but they're they're not going to use that stuff to totally destroy the planet. I mean, they do want to survive themselves. I mean, there are going to be political agendas to utilize with their weather warfare toys, but they're not causing all of this with HAARP, folks. I mean, there's a lot of people out there, and I believe the alternative research community radio talk show hosts do this because they don't want people to figure out that a lot of it is being caused by Planet X. Me and John see this quite a bit in the alternative research community. Pakistan had its worst ever disaster. As I said, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the flooding in Pakistan has so far made 20 million people homeless. It's the worst disaster he's ever seen. Here's the thing I wanted to read. Earthquakes and Planet X. Four earthquakes measuring from 5.9 to 7.2 have been recorded in the Mariana Islands, not far from Guam, in the past few days. Now, let's see. This is dated August 16th. So just bear that in mind while I'm reading this. Now, a couple, three earthquakes between a 5.9 and 7.3 have occurred near Vanuatu, and Papua New Guinea continues to record big ones, as do the Aleutian Islands. Oh, sometimes it's so hard to pronounce these words. I'm trying. Just bear with me. Couple that now with a possibility, a really strong possibility of nuclear war coming up between Israel and Iran, and it would make sense to think seriously about an underground shelter like they recommended during the Cold War. We have them available now. Well, it's actually alluding to this survival organization. We have these shelters available now. Call for an appointment to view, and they could also be your best line of the retreat if what we're hearing about Planet X is true. That is, that we're being misled about its presence. And since it is such a huge planet, it is affecting our planet in a big way, causing serious earthquakes and weather changes with major volcanic eruptions to come. The Survival Center has commissioned a special report which will explore the likelihood that this increase in earthquakes and strange weather and volcanic activity around the planet may be caused by Planet X. If that is so, then Earth changes are indeed accelerating and can be expected to get much worse, making coastal cities terribly dangerous places to live. I personally think that we're going to see the severe solar blasting to happen about June of next year because of something I found here earlier today. I'm trying to look for it as I read. Yeah, this is because Jupiter is going to be closest to the sun June of next year. So you folks might want to keep that in mind. June 11th of next year is when we could see some incredibly intense solar blasting coming from the sun. Now, there was also a massive mountain landslide that happened up in Canada. Tonda sent that on August 16th. I'm just checking here how long we have until the show is done, because I'd like to properly end my show. 5 minutes here to go. So, oh, I got a... want to reread something that Eric W. sent on my email list about the Denver airport. He had to rewrite it because it didn't, the syntax didn't sound proper the last time I read it, so he rewrote it. This is about the murals at the Denver airport, folks, and he resent this to me back on August 16th. Hi, Sheldon. I might have figured it out on those Denver airport murals. The whole wall mural is the Destroyer, Planet X, Wormwood, etc. What if the oil around the whale, which goes around the city and around the fleeing people that leads to the Destroyer, also known as Nazi soldier, the Nazi soldier, is the tale of the Destroyer? Question mark. This lashing tail is no mere thing. It is an immense tail capable of wrapping around the earth. The tail has left evidence. It is a very red clay found in spots around the world, not the normal soil color for Earth. So look at these pictures again, folks. The rainbow tail is long enough to go around the world. The character of the Nazi soldier is the Destroyer, Planet X. The tail is huge and follows the soldier behind him, leaving humanity cast in ruin, fleeing from their homes and in distress. Death to animals and fire to the planet. Peace comes after the Destroyer, which is the Nazi soldier. is presented here lying dead as a passing of Planet X. If you take all the pictures, put them in sequence, and look at how the tale begins with the three dead women, wraps around the whale and follows behind the city and to the soldier, everything in its path is destroyed and ruined. The deluge is even present in this mural, also known as flooding from the passing of Planet X. Then there is our favorite, the rebirth after the passing of the destroyer, no more war, etc. Look at that mural and see the two pictures of the objects with two horns above the mountain or how a comet-like object might look head-on. For example, a brown dwarf star and companion makes perfect sense to me. What do you think, Sheldon? So that was a rewrite from Eric on my email list about the Denver Airport murals. Boy, that's pretty interesting. Well, the show's just about over, folks. Boy, the time just flies. I got one more thing I'm going to read here. Bear in mind, John DiNardo is going to be a guest in John Moore Show tomorrow afternoon. You folks may want to tune in to John Moore Show. It starts at 1 p.m. West Coast time. And DiNardo is also going to be a guest on R.J. Hender's The Morning Liberty Hour on RBN on the 24th. Yeah, we got about less than 3 minutes to go here, it looks like. Maybe 2 minutes now. I got one more quick email I hope to find here. See, the problem with this Hotmail thing is I was using MSN, but I had to go to Hotmail because my profile on my computer got corrupted. But the problem with Hotmail is you can't copy and paste things, so I have to manually dig through these emails to find them. I'm going to try to find one quick here that Margot sent me on August 15th. It's about the U.S./Mexican border, which continues to deform from the earthquake we had there a few months ago. Oh, boy. I'm looking here. August 15th. Knowing my luck, I'll probably run out of time, but I'm looking. Let's see. 1 minute. Yeah, the show's going to end. Well, anyway, I guess I'll have to just pass on that. But anyway, the show's done, and you've been listening to Life, Dan, and Ryan. We'll be back for the next weekend. Okay, later, folks. Bye.
Orion Talk Radio Network is here. The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our views and opinions without censorship. If you listen to mainstream radio at all, you'll notice that free speech is pretty hard to find these days, with just a handful of networks offering programs that dare to discuss topics and issues that have a profound impact on our daily lives. The mainstream media simply lies by omission and distortion of the facts. The Orion Talk Radio Network is committed to bringing you entertaining and thought-provoking programming that dares to tell the truth. And you can help us as we grow our network. If you think you have what it takes to host a show, you know of someone interested in hosting a show, or any other suggestions, comments, or questions, please drop us an email at OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. And thank you for listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network. The Big Shot of the Milliwatt. This is Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York.